and he would be the ninth batter at the plate if it gets over to him. Patrick Graham, the third baseman at the plate right now, and really trying to make it count for the Dock Spiders, who've struggled offensively this year. And you look at the way that the stats compare for both the teams. The Rafters, who have had kind of an on-and-off offense, they've scored 123 runs in their 18 games so far, where the Dock Spiders, in 17 games, have scored just 88. This pitch in there called for a strike on the outside edge, brings it 2-1. So per game, the Dock Spiders down to about 6-7 in that range. 2-1 count on the way home, and he holds off on a pitch that's slightly above the zone to bring it 3-1. Graham trying to bring home those runs, but really trying to keep the inning alive any way possible. Runners on first and second. There is a free base at third, but you don't want to use it up if you don't have to. 3-1 count is hit up the middle over to Parker. Parker will pick it up. He'll flip it over to second in time, and it's 6-4 on the fielder's choice, going the easy way for out number three. And so three runs come across on the three hits. There was an error, and there were two runners left on base. It's now 7-5 Dock Spiders heading into the bottom of the fourth when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Not the way that Brendan Cohen wanted the fourth inning to go. However, the Rafters are still in the game. It's 7-5 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the pitcher out there for the Dock Spiders is the same guy we saw in the end of the third inning. And that is Hudson Johnson. Johnson will face the 2-3-4 batters in the Rafters lineup. That's Onyade, Miro, and Zacher due up this frame. And Mason Onyade, he will lead things off. He's reached base both times and scored both times. Although, no official AB as he's drawn walks every time up. And also surprisingly, he has yet to steal a base in the game as well. First pitch on the way, it is a little inside for ball number one, and Onyade, he is one of the team leaders in stolen bases. I mean, he just keeps swiping bag after bag like it's nothing. This pitch is hit right back up to the mound off the ground. A single hop into the glove of Johnson. He'll flip it over to first in time for out number one. 1-3 on the putout as it now brings up Gunnar Miro with one away and the base is empty in the bottom of the fourth inning. Dock Spiders up 7-5 and Rafters trying to come back into this one, and they already put together a three-run comeback. They were down 4-1, took a 5-4 lead, and then a three-run top of the fourth did not go the Rafters' way. This one a flare out towards center field, and it gets down off the end of the bat from Gunnar Miro. He's on for the second time today, his first hit of the game. And he's now picked up a hit in each of his first two games as a Rafter. Sets up Ashton Zacher to the plate with a runner on first and one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Zacher, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. He is 0 for 1 from the plate so far. He has a strikeout and a walk on his line. Looking over to first base, Hudson Johnson, but not too much of a leadoff from Miro, but he'll take off on a pitch that was dropped low. The throw down to second. He dives, and he somehow slides under the tag. Head first dive from Gunnar Miro, and it's a stolen base. That's his first stolen base as a Rafter after making his debut yesterday, and a 1-0 count after the pitch had missed on the way home to Zacher before the throw down. So a big stolen base there, and Miro into scoring position, 1-0 to Zacher. And this pitch misses inside, and it hits him. Grazes off of Zacher's shoulder, and he's on for the second time today. And the Rafters, into the fourth inning, they have already had five separate batters reach multiple times this game. To be fair, in the third inning, all but two batters reached safely. One of those was Zacher, who struck out, and the other one, J.J. Garcia. Runners on first and second with one away in the bottom of the fourth, and the first pitch to Noah Ruiz is outside for ball number one. Ruiz already two RBIs on the game. He's now up to 26 RBIs on the season. He's four above Christian Smith Johnson, who was in second place, and a pickoff attempt back to second, but nobody was covering, so that'll stay in the hand of Hudson Johnson. Gunnar Miro on second, Ashton Zacher on first. One out, bottom of the fourth inning, 7-5 Dock Spiders. Johnson looks back to second, now brings it home, and the pitch is right down the middle for strike number one. Ruiz, the right-handed hitting designated hitter, had an RBI on the hit-by-pitch in the third inning and had an RBI single in the first. Single towards the outfield would likely score Miro. He's got some speed. 1-1 count on the way home, and it is fouled back to bring it 1-2. Ruiz looking to reach for his third time today. 1-for-1 in the game. He also scored a run in the third inning when he reached on the hit-by-pitch. It was a walk, and a walk after that to push him home. 1-2 count to Ruiz, and he sends this one over to third base. Could be two. Picked up 5-4, back to three in time for out number three. And the double play right there, it's about the opposite of what Rafters fans wanted, and they do not score in the inning. So the Rafters, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors and one left on base. It's 7-5 Dock Spiders heading into the fifth inning. We'll come back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming. see your representative for more details.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, a new mascot was just introduced here for the Rafters. It was Stan the Cranberry Man. Oh, man. I love seeing two mascots. Roscoe P. Rafter out there as well and welcomed his new friend into Witter Field. I'm excited to see more of Stan. Nothing against Roscoe. I love Roscoe. I tell you what, Roscoe, one of the best mascots, if not the best mascot in the Northwoods League. But Stan the Cranberry Man, ooh, he might be up in the running as well. Wait to see the both of them. Dynamic duo just introduced here at Witter Field in between the innings. Top of the fifth here about on the way, and it's 7-5 Dock Spiders, so the Rafters maybe needing the rally from Stan the Man. I'm going to give him that call. Stan the Man. Stan the Cranberry Man. This one in there for strike number one as Brennan Cohen is back to work. Miles Vandenhoevel at the plate. 0-1 the count. It's a righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way. It is a little outside to bring it 1-1. Vandenhoevel 0-2 on the game. He flew out to left field back in the third inning. Popped out to first base back in the first inning. Entered today batting 122 and still looking to get hot. Can't do it there. It's a grounder over to second, 4-3. Very easy play for out number one. Brennan Cohen, he relieved Anthony Mateo after Mateo went 49 pitches, going three innings and allowed just one earned run. Cohen, he came into the game and two of his three runs have been earned so far today. He's now gone an inning and a third. The pitch on the way home, it misses outside for ball number one in a 1-0 count. William Horner, he is at the plate. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Horner, the catcher, swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 1-1. And Horner, he was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning, came around to score. And he struck out swinging in the second. So this is third plate appearance, looking to represent the first base runner of the inning. And you go back to the first, second, and third innings. The leadoff man was retired in each of them. But still, the second base runner in each inning, the second batter, I should say, each reached on a single. Except in the fourth inning. In the fourth inning, that's when the Dock Spiders ended up adding their most runs. They added three runs in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch coming home. It's a check swing on one that missed outside, and it rolls to a 3-1 count. And William Horner trying to come up big here. He's got a .241 average entering today's game. 3-1 count on the way home. Swings through a pitch to bring it 3-2. Brennan Cohen trying to find his stuff here. And it's always about staying in the right mindset out there. And after having a little bit of a rough first inning, it's a lot of confidence shown from Ziggy and Mike Spears to keep him out there. As 3-2 count comes home. This pitch misses outside for ball number four. That is the first walk issued by the Rafters today, as Horner takes it on the full count. Worth noting that Cohen did hit a batter with a pitch in the fourth inning, but that was on a 1-1 count. So it's been consistently attacking the strike zone, and that's what you want to see. And just eventually, you know, you're going to walk a batter here and there. But it's by attacking the strike zone that you limit those walks. Pitch on the way home. It misses inside to bring it 1-0. And Jalen Gellings up at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup. Gellings, the shortstop from Madison Community College, a native of Fond du Lac, so didn't have to go far. Not far at all. Runner on first base, one away, and this pitch on the inside edge called for strike number one. It is 1-1. One away, runner on first base. Pitch on the way home, and it's sent to the right side and into the outfield for a hit. The lead runner, William Horner, will stay at second, however, and so the Dock Spiders now have runners on first and second with one out in the top of the fifth inning. Rafters already down two runs, and Brennan Cohen trying to make sure that it doesn't get larger than that. And Horner, the lead runner here, you got to look at his numbers when it comes to base stealing. And Horner, a guy who's played in 10 games this season, he has yet to pick up a stolen base, not an aggressive runner. Bunt attempt down the third baseline. Garcia runs up. He'll throw over to first, and it gets away from Matanaco into right field, and a run will score. And an error on the way here, and another run comes across on an error. That's the fifth error of the game from the Rafters in as many innings. Runners on the corners in the top of the fifth. Should have been an out, but couldn't make the play. And so Tommy Guggins now over to first base. Does go down as a sacrifice hit either way, so doesn't go as his error, E5 officially, and this one, a swing and a foul ball straight down into the dirt. T.P. Wentworth at the plate. He's already got a pair of RBIs thanks to his single in the fourth inning. Also came around to score on it. Started off the game a little bit slow. He struck out twice, but it is his first Northwoods League game, and he's already shown that he's able to swing the bat well. 0-1 count. They have a pickoff attempt back to first, and had to slide head back from Tommy Guggins. Jalen Gellings is on third base. And William Horner, he's on the way. Runner going. The throw down to second. Parker can't pick it up. And the run will come home to score on it as well. So can't be picked up. And it's just dropped as the runner comes home from third base. Jalen Gellings scoring on it. And, well, not what you wanted to see here as time is called by the home plate umpire to give some time for Matt Hansen to get ready at the plate. Sorry, T.P. Wentworth at the plate. Hansen's on deck. Wentworth up at the plate with Tommy Guggins on second base. He stole second. And this pitch is low for a swing and a miss. Brings it 0-2 for Wentworth. And Wentworth trying to make something happen here as the pitch comes home and it misses low to bring it 2-2. Wentworth, the left-handed hitting center fielder, it's a 9-5 ball game in the top of the fifth inning. Runner on second base with one out. That runner on second, Tommy Guggins, quick runner, the second baseman for the Dock Spiders. A swing and a miss here. It's a strike for the second out of the inning. A big K for Brennan Cohen, who has not had luck go his way as the Rafters have continued to add errors in the game. And so runner on second base, two outs with the Dock Spiders down to their last out in the fifth inning, but they've got a good lead. Pitch on the way home. It's called for a strike to Hansen to bring it 0-1. And Hansen, left-handed hitter from BYU, he's been dangerous today against the Rafters all season and against everyone all season. 0-1 count coming home. He checks his swing on one that misses outside to bring it 1-1. And on deck, Jonathan Fitz, if it gets to him. But Rafters hoping that they'll finish it up here. Brendan Cohen trying to work through the damage. 5 runs on his record. How many are earned is up in the air as that one is fouled down the first base line. And a 1-2 count to Hansen. Jack Obrasky warming up in the Rafters bullpen, and anticipate him coming into the game next inning as Brendan Cohen is reaching the 50-pitch marker. 1-2 count on the way to Hansen, and he swings and misses a little late on that one, and it's back-to-back strikeouts to end the fifth for Brendan Cohen. However, 2 runs come across on the one hit. There was another error, and there was 1 runner left on base. As it is now a 9-5 ball game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, bottom of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging. Until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Man, the errors have continued to really deal some damage to the Rafters as we are now into the bottom of the fifth inning. 5 errors through 5 innings as it is 9-5 Dock Spiders. Hudson Johnson back to work here. He had a very efficient fourth inning, threw just 9 pitches to record 3 outs despite a pair of base runners as the leadoff man Cam Douglas takes the first pitch and it rolls to an 0-1 count. Douglas takes the second pitch and that one's called a strike as well. 0-2 to KD, and he already has an RBI today, but it was on the bases-loaded walk that he drew in the third inning. Trying to stay patient at the plate, he struck out swinging in the first. 0-2 on the way home, he fouls it back and stays alive. Count rolls to 0-2 still. And the Rafters, just 5 errors in the game right now, and also had the not error, but mental error, throwing down to second on the stolen base with the runner on third and not coming back home with it. That pitch missing outside brings it 1-2 to Douglas. Douglas, he is a right-handed hitter from Alabama State, absolutely crushed the ball there this past season. This pitch outside brings it 2-2. And crushing the ball might be an understatement. He was one of the best hitters in his conference and a two-way player at that as well, and we'll see a little bit more. This one lifted towards left field. That one's back to the warning track. The outfielders will catch it right at the wall. The center fielder under it for out number one. TP Wentworth going up and grabbing it on the run and had to go a ways to pick it up. Nearly out of here, and on a different day, if the wind was blowing another direction, probably out of the park, but pushing back from left to right field, did some damage to the right-handed batter. And it's a simple flyout for the first of the fifth inning. Matanaka will be followed up by Hiroto Kobayashi. Ako at the plate, righty-lefty matchup as this pitch misses low for ball number one. Ako, he is 0-for-1 in the game. He grounded out 5-3 in the second inning, but he drew a bases-loaded walk in the third. Stranded at second base as this pitch misses inside and brings it 2-0 to Ako. Ako, the first baseman for the Rafters, and he's been killing it this season, as is really that entire infield. And as a team, the core four infielders for them are batting .322 with a .955 OPS, as that is a swing and a miss to bring it 2-1. Core four being Oñate, Parker, Ruiz, and Ako. 2-1 count on the way. This one's crushed towards left field, dropping, and it gets down for a hit. Ako will stay at first base, and it's a one-out single for the Rafters. Madden Ako on for the second time today, and he stays hot. And the Rafters, again, that offense has been clicking. They have had now six batters reach base multiple times this game. Six of their nine have reached base at least twice. And this pitch is in there, called for strike number one to Kobayashi. And despite this, they've scored just the five runs, and that's because Fond du Lac's defense has been great. I mean, right now it's been night and day between the Rafters and the Dock Spiders in terms of defensive play, as this pitch misses low to bring it 1-1. And a lot of times you look at defensive errors as something that can be easy to fix, but right now the Rafters have not been able to hold back on them. The runner on first base, Ako, gets a pickoff attempt his way, but he's back just stepping on the bag in plenty of time. Hiroto Kobayashi at the plate, entered today batting .250 on the season. He has 10 RBIs. He brought that up to 11 with his bases loaded walk in the third inning. That one is in there for strike number two, moves it to 1-2. Kobayashi, he's 1-for-1 in the game today. Singled in the second, threw that walk in the third, but he's been left at first base. 1-2 count. It's a slow roller down the first base line, picked up behind the plate, nearly takes the first baseman off the bag, but he's able to land back on it for out number two. So it's 2-3 on the putout as Madden Ako goes over to second base. And there's now two away in the bottom of the fifth inning for J.J. Garcia. Rafters down four runs. It's 9-5. And on second base, Madden Ako. And pitch on the way home. It misses outside. Gets away. Garcia just watches it. And running over to third base is Madden Ako on the pitch. So the Rafters now a runner on third base with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. And again, every run is going to matter. Officially, that considered a passed ball. And it's the first passed ball of the game for the Dock Spiders. 1-0 count. This one's popped up in the infield to the right side. Over to it, the second baseman. And he will be under it as Guggins makes the catch for out number three. So again, the Rafters, no runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. It's 9-5 heading into the sixth inning when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet, I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Okay, let's see some good defensive play here as we hit the top of the sixth inning. Rafters defense back out there as Jack Obrasky takes the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. Obrasky, a right-handed pitcher, and he's coming into the game to start off the sixth inning. He relieves Brennan Cohen after Cohen went two innings. His two innings included three earned runs, five runs in total. He allowed four hits, one walk, three strikeouts, one hit by pitch. No wild pitches, 14 total batters faced, and 49 pitches thrown. Exactly the same as Mateo and Jack Obrasky. He's coming into this one looking to keep on rolling and trying to get on the right track. His last outing, not too bad as this pitch comes on the way home, and it rolls to a 0-1 count as that one's for a strike to Jonathan Fitz. And Obrasky enters this one after one inning pitched at Lakeshore. This pitch missing low and away brings it 1-1. In his one inning against Lakeshore, no runs, no hits, no walks, one strikeout. It was a three-up, three-down inning on a very calm day. Pitch on the way home. This one's hit towards right field. A fly ball as Kobayashi will be under it for out number one. And that's what you want to see out there. And the outfield play has been pretty good from the Rafters today, even with the struggles and the errors. Although the one error did come from left field earlier today as Gunnar Myro out there. He tried throwing it in and kind of overthrew the cutoff guy as it got away and over towards the bullpen area. But outside of that, relatively good job. One away and nobody on for the right-handed batter, Landon Mensick, who takes this one away for ball number one. Mensick having a strong game. He is 3-for-3. And a 1-0 count on the way. Misses outside to bring it 2-0. It's a 9-5 ball game in the top of the sixth inning. Dock Spiders already have the lead, and Rafters really trying to stay in this game. At the moment, I'd certainly say that it's still anyone's game. 2-0 on the inside edge, called for a strike to bring it 2-1, especially noting that the Rafters scored four runs in the third inning. They've already shown off that explosiveness, and they've had plenty of big innings this season. Although they really want to get back on the right track. A 2-1 count's a swing and a miss to bring it 2-2, and Obrasky, man, he's had some up and downs this year, but when he's on, he is on. And that's what you really love to see. He is one of the two-way players as well. We've seen him a couple of plate appearances, just two, but he is an option. 2-2 count is hit to the right side, and that gets on through into right field. So a one-out single, and you just always see that. Every inning except the fourth inning, with one out, a runner has picked up a hit. One out single. Actually, two one out singles in the first inning. A pair of one out singles in the second inning. A singular one out single in the third inning. In the fourth inning, there was two one out singles. Fifth inning, there was a single one out single. And in the sixth inning, also a one out single. Tons of hits coming across as this one is low for ball number one. Patrick Graham up at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. Runner on first base with one away in the top of the sixth inning. Obrasky taking his time up there. He'll bring it back home and miss outside to bring it 2-0. And Obrasky from Biola University is one of the teammates of Noah Ruiz. Patrick Graham at the plate. He's a right-handed batter from Penn State University. Runner taking off from first. It's in there for a strike. The throw on down, and they got him. Great throw from Ashton Zacher. Caught him stealing and on the money off of the hop. A great tag applied as well for out number two. Big time play is everything that could go the Rafters' way there did. And that is a great play. And that's what you want to see right there. Defense not giving up. It's a 2-1 count on the way home, and it's fouled back to bring it 2-2. Nobody on, two outs in the top of the sixth. Obrasky trying to go three up, three down in the sixth inning, even though he allowed the hit. Caught stealing certainly helps there, as the Rafters have been good at catching runners stealing this year. You go back and you look at all the catching numbers, and they've been pretty good, as this one is in there and got a foul ball. Brings it 2-2, and that one was a good pitch from Obrasky. Just got a piece of that one from Patrick Graham. So a 2-2 count with two away. Bases still empty. Pitch coming home from Obrasky, and a check swing that it's fouled off of the bat. Seventh pitch on the way coming up. And, well, as I mentioned, looking at those catching stats, the Rafters have now caught 13 runners stealing in 19 games this season. That's a pretty good number, I would say. As their caught stealing percentage is nearing 20, it's at just about 18%. 2-2 count, misses outside to bring it 3-2. And, well, for the amount of stolen bases that you see in this league, that is a good number to be at. Six of those caught stealings were from Nick Adrian, now five from Ashton Zacher, and also a pair from Pat Costin. 3-2 count to Patrick Graham, and it's outside for ball number four. So back-to-back runners reach base for the Dock Spiders, and now a runner on first base with two outs in the top of the sixth. Jack Obrasky trying to finish off this inning without allowing a run. Keep it a 9-5 game, but facing a little bit of trouble from the Dock Spiders lineup. They're staying patient up there. An 8-pitch plate appearance from Patrick Graham when he worked the walk. Miles Vanden Heuvel at the plate. He is yet to record a hit or get on base, and he doesn't there as it's a grounder back to the mound. 1-3 for out number three. So that does it for the sixth inning. No runs come across on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. And the Rafters defense shows out there and gets a couple of claps from me here in the press box. It's 9-5 as we hit the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, it's the bottom of the sixth inning. Rafters down four runs, and, well, I just had to put a hoodie on because it's getting a little cold up here, and the wind blowing in through the open press box window. It's certainly a little bit colder for the players down there, although the man leading off, Eric Parker, in the bottom of the sixth. He is just the short sleeves on. This pitch misses outside. Hudson Johnson back on the mound and brings a 1-0 count. 63 degrees and cloudy outside, but the wind is certainly bringing that temperature down as it's going at about 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 18 here in the night at Witter Field. That pitch missing for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. Parker, he's up to bat for his fourth time this game. Struck out swinging his last time up. He is 0-for-2 with a walk. 2-0 count. He'll hold off on the swing as it misses away. 3-0. And one of the things that Parker's been able to do, it's been working onto the base paths no matter what. Hasn't really picked up too many hits, but he's done enough to get on base. 3-0 count on the way, and that one misses inside for ball number four. So Parker back on the base paths for the second time this game. It's a four-pitch walk. Hudson Johnson, his pitch count getting up there. He had entered this inning with 55. He's at 59 now after the four-pitch walk, and brings up Mason Oñate with a runner on first and nobody out. Oñate from Pensacola State College, the native of Powell, Ohio, trying to make something happen. This pitch on the outside called for strike number one. Oñate has already reached multiple times this game. He's got a pair of walks as well. He is one of two batters, him and Parker, who have reached on a pair of walks. Pickoff attempt back to first base. And, well, the first five batters in the order have reached base multiple times now for the Rafters after Parker's leadoff walk. 0-1 counts, a swing and a miss from Oñate. Brings it 0-2 and grounded out 1-3 back in the fourth inning. And that was to lead off the frame, hoping to do a little bit more here, but working down in the count 0-2, he's going to have to put together a strong plate appearance. This one he holds off on as it misses away to bring it 1-2. And Oñate, he always works the count. That's one of the great things about him, is really no matter what, he's always going out there and he's always seeing his pitches. He's waiting. He's patient. You look back in the first inning when he drew his first walk, it was a 3-2 count as this one is fouled away. Keeps it 1-2 here in the sixth inning. He had seen six pitches in the first inning before drawing the walk, and it was just four pitches to result in the walk in the third. Although when he grounded out 1-3 in the fourth, that was just on two pitches. Runner taking off, 1-2 count. It's hit towards center field. You're going to have to drop back. No, he won't. It drops into center, and it ends up being a single for Mason Oñate. Eric Parker almost had to head back to first base. He was trying to take off and ended up working out for him. Maybe a little bit lucky there, but that's a single from Oñate. And now the Rafters have runners on first and second in the bottom of the sixth. Down 9-5, they're trying to get this offense rolling along for a bit of a comeback. The runners on first and second for the right-hander Gunnar Myro, who swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1. And Myro, he hails from Las Vegas, Nevada, part of the reason why he went to UNLV. It's a righty-lefty matchup. He's a bit a ways from home here in the Northwoods League, as that one's outside. Both runners taking off. The throw down to second, not able to be picked up by the second baseman as he tried to apply the tag. The throw beat him, but the bounce off the grass wasn't able to be applied by Tommy Guggins, and so both runners are safe. Mason Oñate over at second. Eric Parker over at third. Two runners in scoring position in a four-run game. And the righty Gunnar Myro trying to drive him in, but he swings and misses at the 1-1 count to bring it 1-2. Carter Beving is warming up over in the bullpen for the Dock Spiders, just in the case they need to move away from Johnson. Johnson's pitch count certainly getting up there this game. 1-2 count on the way to the left fielder for the Rafters. And that pitch misses away to bring it 2-2. Myro, he is already 1-for-2 in the game. as a stolen base from the fourth inning and a run scored from the third when he drew a walk. He did strike out swinging in the first inning, but certainly looked more comfortable as of late. 2-2 count on the way. This one's lifted towards right center field, dropping into no man's land, but it's the center fielder who makes the long track. He'll try and throw it in, but it's enough for the sacrifice fly as both runners advance. Gunnar Myro, an RBI, cuts it back to a three-run game. It's 9-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mason Onyade now over on third base. And Eric Parker, he scores on the fly ball. And that's what the stolen bases are so important for. Rafters still have a chance at another sacrifice if need be, although Zacher's going to try and work on himself as this pitch misses inside to him for ball number one. Zacher, the left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-lefty matchup with one away and a runner on third in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch on the way home from Johnson misses below the zone to bring it 2-0. And Zacher, he's reached twice this game, but yet to pick up a hit. He was hit by a pitch in the fourth inning. He drew a walk in the first and struck out swinging in the third. 2-0 count coming home, and that's in there, called for a strike. Zacher didn't like it. He kind of put his head straight to the sky after that one, said, "Oh, man." Looks back, says, "Okay. Now I know what I'm looking for." 2-1 count to the left-hander from Southern Nevada as this one misses inside to bring it 3-1. And Zacher said that he loved his experience that he got at College of Southern Nevada. Really helped develop him as a player and make him a little more experienced. Showed that off here in the Northwoods League, and sends this one on a broken bat to the left side of the infield. They're not going to have enough time to throw home, so they throw to first, and it ends up being an RBI ground out as they go 5-3 on the putout, and it's now a two-run game in the sixth. Doesn't matter how you do it, but you got to pick up the runs, and that's what the Rafters do. It's 9-7 in the bottom of the sixth. Mason Onyade scoring on the Ashton Zacher RBI, and back-to-back RBIs as it brings up the man who leads the Northwoods League in them, Noah Ruiz. Ruiz, he is 1-for-2 on the game as this pitch misses outside to bring it 1-0. The right-handed batter from Biola University comes up against the lefty on the mound, hoping to do some damage. But nobody on as this one is fouled high in the air down the right field line. Well out of play. 1-1 count. And Ruiz designated hitting today. The initial hope was that he would be able to take the day off. But injury of Luke Skinner acted up again and forced him out of the lineup. And Ruiz took over as the designated hitter today. So he still got to rest a little bit. That pitch misses away to bring it 2-1. But man, Ruiz, he's just a competitor and he wants to go out there and score some runs. 2-1 count is in there, called for a strike. Well, it's going to be tough for him to score a run here, or at least get an RBI with nobody on, but he's done so three times with home runs. Scored himself. 2-2 count misses well inside as Ruiz had to bounce out of the way. It's a full count. Hudson Johnson trying to work through the inning. Johnson already up to 3 1/3 innings pitch, trying to make it 3 2/3 to finish out the frame. 3-2 count with two away and the base is empty. The pitch home, it misses high, and Noah Ruiz onto the base paths for the third time today. Brings up Douglas with the runner on first and two outs. Cameron Douglas, the right-handed batter from Alabama State. He's the center fielder for the Rafters tonight. And he's got some opposite field power, and you go back to his fifth inning flyout. I mean, that one was deep on the track as the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. It was against the pitcher Hudson Johnson, who's currently on the mound for the Dock Spiders, and just crushed, but not enough through the wind as that one misses below the zone to bring it 2-0. Ruiz on first base with two outs. And Douglas, he's got crazy power, but still yet to pick up a home run. I'm shocked, honestly, as he swings through this pitch to bring it 2-1. Because you go back to what he did collegiately, and Douglas was one of the better power hitters as he went on and slapped a ton of home runs. 14 on the season as that one is taken for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Had 14 home runs this past year at Alabama State. His OPS through the roof at over 1,000. This one's hit toward center field. It's a line drive, but going down to one knee. It's picked up in center field by T.P. Wentworth, and that is out number three. So the Rafters can't quite pick up more than the two runs that they had, but hey, they'll be okay with that. Two runs on one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. It's 9-7 Dock Spiders as we head to the seventh inning. Rafters going to try and keep it there. We'll return with more on WFHR Wisconsin Rafters.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Fourth pitcher of the game for the Rafters is Tony Torres, and Torres comes into the game with a 9-7 disadvantage. The Rafters down in the top of the seventh inning. Tony Torres has had way too much time to rest, I'll say that much. He's had about a week without pitching, and for a guy of his caliber, it's a little bit disappointing to not see him out there. His last time that he pitched was June 7th, 1 week ago from today, back against Green Bay here, and first pitch on the way is fouled back as the leadoff batter is a pinch hitter here for the Dock Spiders, and that pinch hitter is Jaron Cotton. And Jaron Cotton is the right-handed batter from the University of Nebraska. Fouls this one away to bring it 0-2. He pinch hits for William Horner after Horner reached base twice, but both on a hit by pitch and a walk. He came around to score on them. He was 0-1 with a strikeout, his final line. Jaron Cotton coming into the game, hoping to make something happen against Tony Torres. 0-2 on the way home. Breaking ball misses inside to bring it 1-2. And Torres, you look at him this season, and he has struggled a little bit, but he's had some flashes of pure excellence out there, to say the least. A couple of really good nights. The 1-2 count misses away and brings it 2-2. And he has struggled a couple of nights out there, but well, still looking to keep the runs allowed down. He had a perfect first inning of action as he gets a swing and a miss here, but it gets away from Zacher. He'll pick it up, throw on over to first in time for out number one. Strikeout in the books as Jaron Cotton goes down, and it brings up Jalen Gellings to the plate with one out and nobody on in the top of the seventh. And the Rafters, you look at the lead, they are down 9-7 entering the seventh inning. And when the Rafters are trailing after six, they are just 1-9 on the season, as this pitch is a little low to bring it 1-0. However, that one win, they did get the comeback on, so it's happened before. Gellings from Madison Community College, same one as Noah Marschke on the Rafters. That pitch misses outside, brings it 2-0, so both of them teammates. Marschke, though, he started recently. We're not going to see him for a couple of days. 2-0 count is outside to bring it 3-0. He is scheduled to start on Monday, but won't be going up against Fond du Lac. Rafters are taking on the Dock Spiders in Fond du Lac tomorrow before coming back home for 3 in a row, as that one's in there, called for a strike to bring it 3-1. The Rafters will take on Traverse City at Witter Field on Monday and Tuesday, and then on Wednesday they host the Mallards. 3-1 count is fouled down the third baseline to bring it 3-2, and that's before their big road trip comes up the next weekend. So not this weekend, but next weekend, where they'll have 6 days on the road away from Witter Field without coming back. We'll have a pair of games against Rockford, Royal Oak, and Traverse City all on the road in a row. 3-2 count to Jalen Gellings, and he swings and fouls one, just barely gets a piece of it and stays alive at the plate. Gellings, he is 2-for-3 from the plate here in the top of the seventh inning, and both of those hit singles that he came around to score on. The one time that he was retired was a 5-3 ground out in the fourth inning. 3-2 count on the way home from Tony Torres. He nods off his catcher a couple times, now gets ready to fire, sends it home. This one's a fly ball towards right field down the line, and it lands fair, just barely. Kobayashi in front of it. He'll throw it back in and keep the runner on first base. It's a one-out single from the Dock Spiders, and that a common thread this game, as they've now had 10 one-out singles this game. Just feels like any time that there's one out, they're going to get a single right now. But that's not what's been doing the damage against the Rafters. It's been the errors. They have 5 errors in the game, and really since they've cut down on those, they didn't have any errors in the sixth inning. And look at that, they didn't allow any runs in the sixth inning. This pitch is going to miss for ball number one. Tommy Guggins up at the plate. It's a 1-0 count. Guggins has reached all 3 times at the plate, but he's 1-for-3 in the game. Well, sorry, 1-for-2. One of those was a sacrifice hit, as this one's a swing and a miss to bring it 1-1. He reached on an error back in the fifth inning on his sacrifice hit that he went over to first on the RBI. In the fourth inning as well, he reached on the E6. 1-1 count on the way, misses upstairs to bring it 2-1. And in the second inning, Guggins singled and then reached second on an error. So it seems like he's the cause of all the errors. 2-1 count, misses away to bring it 3-1. And so watch out, maybe he put a curse on the infield. The runner on first base with one away. It's a 3-1 count coming home to Tommy Guggins. And the pitch is on the outside edge, called for strike number 2, and Guggins was on his way down to first. Thought he had a walk, but not so fast. Still the top of the seventh in a 9-7 ball game. The Dock Spiders have the lead. Tony Torres trying to keep it rolling along here with one out. The 3-2, it's a check swing low, and he went around. Picked up by Zacher. He'll tag him, and that's strike number three, the second strikeout of the inning for Tony Torres. Keeps the runner at first base with now two outs in the seventh. And Torres looking to finish it off. He'll have T.P. Wentworth at the plate. And Wentworth, 1-for-4 today. His one hit was a 2-RBI single that he came around to score on as this pitch misses a little too far inside and it hits him. So Wentworth on to first for the second time today. And it brings up Matt Hansen as Wentworth goes to first and Jalen Gellings gets pushed over to second. Matt Hansen, a left-handed batter. It's a lefty-righty matchup and a quick mound visit here between the catcher and his man, Tony Torres. Ashton Zacher just trying to make sure he's in the right mindset here. And Zacher now jogging back behind home plate and looks like we are all ready to go. The Rafters have got a little bit of momentum going their way. At a shutout sixth inning, they scored two runs of their own and trying to keep that momentum up here. Tony Torres into the game and maybe he'll go two innings if he can go strong here. This first pitch high for ball number one. Hansen, though, dangerous man. He's already got a pair of hits this game. He's 2-for-4 from the plate. Both of his hits were singles. And he also stole a base and scored a run this game as Mike Spears.